The second layer of your reality is your family. When individual human souls come together, they form a group energy field, a merger of soul energy in a group. Therefore, the decisions that you make within your personal reality, such as the decision to be giving, or the decision to be selfish, or the decision to be angry, or to be understanding, contribute to the shaping of the reality that you share with your family. The same is true for each member of your family. Your father's dependability or drunkenness, for example, contributes to this level of your reality, as does your mother's timidness or assertiveness, and your sister's jealousy or support, etc. As you move into this layer of your reality, you move into an atmosphere that includes others within your life. While it is also personal, you are beginning to move outward from the intimacy of your personal reality. The next layer of your reality is your school, or the place where you work. This level of reality is also a co-creation, and is more impersonal than the reality that you share with your family. Not all of the perceptions that are central to your personal reality are central to this reality. For example, you may have discovered that when you pray, you get answers. But this perception is not necessary to the functioning of your university or your business. It may not be appropriate to share this perception with the person sitting beside you in the lecture hall or with the receptionist in the front office. The next layer of your reality includes those people that you come into contact with in the course of your living, such as the people from whom you buy your airline tickets, the people at the grocery store, and the bus drivers and the merchants in your town. The beliefs that you hold as a participant in this and other more impersonal layers of your reality also are not as intimate and personal as the beliefs that you hold in your personal reality. In these arenas, you share your personal beliefs that you feel are more aligned with the larger, general atmosphere of beliefs upon our planet. In other words, as you move outward from your personal reality, you move outward in bands of energy that are shared by more and more individuals with whom you have a great deal in common vibrationally. Most individuals, for example, understand city and urban area. Most individuals understand Europe and United States. These are shared collective perceptions, but they are not shared as widely as the perceptions of water and air, which are universal perceptions upon our planet. Not all of the people on our planet know that there is a place called Europe. Europe is a majority perception upon our planet, but not a universal perception, such as air. Consciously receiving answers to prayers is not a majority perception upon our planet. Therefore, you are free to tell the people at the grocery store that you hear answers when you pray, but you may decide not to share that perception for your own sense of safety, because you realize that their consciousness may not be able to accept that.